IOM has a broad range of activities, but I think it's the easiest to explain if I break it down into sort of three types of activities. First, I have to emphasize that we have prisons across the whole territory of South Sudan, including in remote communities. The first type of work that we do is we provide humanitarian assistance for people in need. That include for people that have been displaced by natural disaster or people that have been displaced by the conflict in the past, and we provide services in the displacement camps all around South Sudan. It includes providing people with access to health, access to clean water, but also supporting other humanitarian organizations, including South Sudanese national NGOs, with providing support to people by running things that we, in technical term, call pipelines, meaning that we can help organizations to transport water, to transport shelter items, to transport non-food items through our trucks and our pipeline in that way. The second type of activity, what we do is to support, and that is becoming increasingly important, is supporting South Sudan on the route to peace and development. We do things like what we call, again in technical terms, disaster risk reduction, which means things like building dikes to make sure that when there are floods that people, or when the rainy season starts, that the floods are contained and that people don't have to move again. It means doing things like working with local communities to start local development, supporting local authorities to accelerate the development in areas where there is peace. It involves working with communities to avoid, when cattle migration happens, that conflict arise by organizing things like migration conferences. Where we bring people together to do local peace-building efforts by the elders, by local community leaders. It involves working with youth, trying to support them having an alternative future and a better future in South Sudan. And finally, we of course also work to support the authorities with things like development of a migration policy, supporting with reinforcing and improving the border control of South Sudan, and working, supporting the authorities with the development of the land policy, for example. So it's a broad area that we cover with the team that I have here in South Sudan. And I have to emphasize one thing. We are, of course, an international organization, but the vast majority of our staff are South Sudanese, and we couldn't do 5% of the work that we are doing if we wouldn't have these South Sudanese working with us.
Well, Peter Vanda, you did explain it in today basically what are some of the main activities, talking about disaster risk reduction, development and migration policies, and the rest. What are the main priorities of the organization in the country?
Well, I mean, I think going forward, I think we have to, we have to follow where the country is, and I think from what I see, and is that we have two things going on at the same time. On the one hand, there is still a need for urgent humanitarian assistance. We are seeing that with the rainy season coming, there are people that are in dire need of food, that are in dire need of things to survive. And IOM will continue to be one of the important UN actors to provide this type of assistance. At the same time, there are other parts of the country where I think we collectively need to reinforce our efforts to make that communities and individuals can increasingly manage their own life. And when the next rainy season comes, that they no longer need to ask for food aid, for example, because they actually have their own crops, they have their own economic income. And work making sure that in the communities where it's possible, we support people as much as we can to be self-reliant is very important. And within that second part, and that is very close to the mandate of IOM, we are seeing both IDPs, internally displaced people, and refugees returning to their places of origin. And it is very important that once people are back, that we support those people in the communities that are receiving them so that people can stay there. It would be sad if people are moving from Melut to Baliet County to only after a couple of months being forced out again because there are no services, because there is no water access, there is no health access. So working in communities of return to support them with receiving the returnees and with supporting the returnees to re-establish themselves. That is certainly one of the priorities that we're looking at as IOM going forward.
Well, you did talk about helping the immigration department and also developing of immigration policy in the country. What kind of help are you giving the immigration department in particular?
Well, I think there's a number of things that we do, and I should have mentioned as an additional priority for the organization is, of course, also to support the local authorities. We're seeing local authorities being appointed. They often are in need of a lot of things to start doing the work that they want to do for the benefit of the people. When it comes to migration policy, we do a number of things. We provide our global migration management expertise to help the government with formulating a migration policy, looking at what are the neighboring countries doing, what do their migration policies look like, what can South Sudan use from other countries that is relevant for the context here to develop a policy that serves the best interest of South Sudan. How can we make sure that South Sudanese that are migrating outside South Sudan for work, how they are protected? What type of policies can we make sure that there is no or as little as possible human trafficking ongoing? We do things like capacity building, training people in the government to be able to manage migration in the best possible way. We support the border police with capacity building. We're doing what we call protection-sensitive border management to help them to identify, for example, people that are being trafficked. And one piece of work that has been important when it comes to migration management in the past year is, of course, supporting South Sudan with COVID. And, for example, in the past year, IOM was present in five points of entry in South Sudan, and we screened more than 600,000 people coming into South Sudan to make sure that they didn't bring COVID into the country.
Well, talking still about the border, you know, you did also talk about IOM is helping the country to strengthen its border security. How are you doing this?
Well, I mean, I think first of all, it has to be very clear that the border security is, of course, the exclusive jurisdiction of the government itself. IOM plays no role in the actual border security. The second thing that I have to say is when it comes to border security, South Sudan has a very difficult border. If you look at how much of a border you have compared to the country where I come from a South Sudanese context, I would say a mini country called Belgium, where we have very little borders to control. So obviously there's a lot of challenges, but what we can do is we can assist with the construction of offices for the border police at the border. We can assist with the purchasing of the equipment that is required to verify people coming in. We can assist with providing capacity building for the border police to help them to do their job better. So these are the type of things that we can do to support the border police in South Sudan.
Well, with the help of IOM, basically, do you think border security have been strengthened a little? Because I've been traveling also on the Juba Nimal Highway crossing over to Kampala. I see the computers written IOM. How is the security, border security at present?
Well, I think the security is improving every day, I think, in the past period. And I think I could say this is all due to IOM, but of course it's not. I mean, if the border security improves, it's first of all thanks to the border police. They are the people that are actually doing the work. And I think that as far, and I've only been in the country for 3 months, but as far as I can see, they have been improving in very difficult circumstances. Their circumstances in terms of lack of resources, issues related to payment, all these other issues, they're facing that as well. And I think within the means that they have, and given that South Sudan is a relatively new country still, and again, given the complexity of the borders that you have, and given the large population movements that you have refugees returning, you have traders going back and forth between different countries, so there's a lot of people on the move, and I think that things are indeed improving. Doesn't mean there isn't scope for improvement, of course, but I think that we have seen a considerable improvement over the past period.